Welcome to Share Truth Apply Scripture. I am Jordan Shambly, and I am joined by my co-host, Cedra Sarton.
Hey.
What's up?
I don't know why I felt like doing that.
I don't know either, but here we are.
Rewind, delete, restart recording.
Okay.
No, I think we're good. No,
okay,
we're
that's
good.
Fine.
We'll
okay, whatever you want to do.
Us.
But
this
yeah,
is this us. Is,
yeah, we're just being real here. yeah, but if this is your first time tuning into Share Truth Apply Scripture, we try to address concepts, ideas, questions that relate to young Christians.
Yeah.
That can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But usually what we're talking about is about high school age to about mid-30s. But hopefully these things that we talk about can apply to whoever's listening. And we want to thank you for tuning in and for bearing with us as we stumble over some of these issues. Last week, we had a conversation with Hannah Metter. And it was so good, we decided to have another.
So, I'm so glad.
Hannah's in studio again with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes,
again.
Thank y'all for having me again.
Yeah.
And for anybody who did listen last week, you pretty much heard it like, this is good, we should do it again. Yeah, part two. And we literally right after that were like, okay, when can we?
Yeah.
It's like, are you free next week? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's good because we're just letting the Lord direct this. You
yes,
know,
because,
you know,
he,
as always.
Goodness gracious, because I know we can't do as well.
No.
So, yeah, last week we had a conversation about, kind of based off an article that Hannah wrote. And the article's still up on The Stand. You can go to afa.net/The Stand. There's a tab called Authors. If you click that, there's a whole list of authors on The Stand who write articles there. Hannah is on that. And it's I think it's in alphabetical order according to last name or something.
I think so.
I can't remember how it's
organized.
If you
look for the picture with red hair.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
The only red hair.
I think I'm the only red hair. I could be wrong about that. But.
but if you click on her name, the article should pop up. I think it's The Crazy Thing About Love.
Yes. I believe that's the title. Yes.
It was a great article about, you know, marriage and a lot of the different things that happened there. So a great article. I recommend you check that out. But
let me go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and interject something real quick.
You go ahead.
If you are like me and you're living that super single life, I do think that you're going to learn some stuff about relationships overall.
Yes.
It also, I think this information is good for the future.
Yeah.
You may be single right now. And you may not have any plans to change that right this moment. I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
But I think this information is still good information to have. And I think it's good to go ahead and start with it. Like, don't get married and then this is
absolutely
good, you know, this is good information to have now. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about managing expectations in relationships. And I do want to say that I don't think this is just for marriage.
No.
I mean, it probably primarily is. Like, it's most obviously.
Yeah.
For marriage, but I do think it can apply to any sort of familial relationship, like parent and children. I mean, especially when you're older, I think, and you're off on your own and your parents maybe have a little bit of trouble letting go or maybe have a little bit of trouble not trying to fix everything for you, you know, that kind of thing.
Or managing if they let go too fast and like, bye, and you're like, okay.
Hang
and
on a second.
Yeah, and now your ring's the home gym like the next day.
Right. Being an adult, managing those expectations in relationships, no matter what that relationship is, can be quite a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I don't think most people think about going into a relationship, especially one that's more inclined towards marriage, even if it's just dating, very important conversation to have, I think. And I don't think that I knew how important it was going into the relationship with my wife, Anna, and I wish I knew.
Right, yeah. And I think it just changes over time. I mean, you get older, you change as a person, but, like, also realizing that so does your spouse, you know?
Yes.
Like, you're just... Mm. I don't want to use the word evolving, but, you know, like, you're just maturing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely. That's absolutely true. So I can say for myself and my wife, especially since 2020 was such a crazy year for everybody, so many things changed in our lives. I started working at home more. That changed a lot of stuff.
We all did.
You know, there were more children coming to our family, things like that happening. And goodness gracious, so many things were just kind of thrown at us.
Yeah.
That really, in a lot of ways, not necessarily like primary, like theological ways, but more like secondary kind of things, our worldview changed. Mm-hmm. The way we saw reality sort of shifted, and so, to your point, people change over time in a relationship, and sorry, my phone was going off. people change over time in relationships, so even if you did have really great expectations going into a relationship, they are going to have to change along with the person, along with yourself as you change.
I think having expectations, I mean, you got to work on having more expectations for yourself and not necessarily for the other person, because you can't control their actions, but you can control yours.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so I think, like, going into it, have that list of expectations for how you want to be. And that doesn't mean you won't stumble and fall and mess up, but that's something you can work on.
And I think, too, I mentioned this last week. In the article, I talked about 1 Corinthians 13. And years ago, I heard a pastor say, you know, to take the word love, where it's talking about love is patient, love is kind, love keeps no record of wrongs, and put your name in there. Mm. You can also put your spouse's, but, like, first of all, like, is Hannah kind? Is Hannah patient?
Yeah.
Does Hannah keep a record of wrongs? Because she knows she does, even though she wouldn't like to admit that.
Oh, I still remember things that kids said to me in elementary that hurt my feelings.
I mean, same. Why do we do that?
I gotta get over it. I gotta get over it. I remember a girl when I was younger, this is when I learned that Barbies weren't cool anymore at a certain age. Guess what? I was 7. You can still play with Barbies at 7.
That's pretty young to like.
And some girl told me my Barbie was stupid, and I have never forgotten. Wow. And that is something that I have to, which, of course, I don't hate her. I'm over
that. Are you
sure,
Cedra?
She's just bitter.
But for some reason, it stuck with me.
Oh,
and
I'm
that
the
is
some,
again, you're talking about that, and like, I need to get over it. Yeah.
And I think that's a woman thing, too, because I'll say stuff to my husband, and he's just like, let it go. And I was like, it's not that easy, okay? Yeah.
It's not that men can't let things go. It's
they just
more
don't
that
care.
We just don't remember.
Yeah, that too.
And then when,
like,
we're told that we're overreacting,
that makes
it
worse.
You bet we're going to overreact more.
Yeah, so, yeah, communication's important, and knowing how to communicate is
And that's
very
in any
important.
Relationship, yeah. Especially marriage.
Yeah,
but.
Especially marriage, absolutely. Talking about having expectations for yourself, you were talking about the passage where it's talking about this is what love is.
Mm-hmm.
We as Christians look to Jesus Christ as the model,
right,
you know, for everything, for life. But especially, you know, in a relationship of any kind, we want to have love the way Christ had love. And when we look in the Bible and how the Bible instructs us how to love, how the Bible instructs us how to be a good friend or be a good spouse or whatever that is, it never puts, you know, it always is very focused on your responsibility for your inactions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, you have to be this. Don't focus on what the other person is doing.
Yeah, but sometimes other people don't realize that either, and that makes it even worse.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so we have to really, I think, pray about this and ask the Lord to show us, hey, before I maybe talk to this other person about what I expect from them, because that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to have healthy expectations for myself. Help me to have a high standard for my own self, and then give me the grace and the strength to meet that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can guarantee you that you cannot do that on your own. You're going to need the help of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as conversations to have with people, you know, entering into a relationship, whether that's, you know, dating or marriage or whatever, talking about those kind of expectations that we have for each other, what do we think are some common bad expectations that we tend to put on people that aren't healthy or aren't helpful, you know, that tend to be more of those self-centered kind of things?
And I think it can be as simple as, like, you expect somebody to be perfect even though you know that they're not. Mm. Like, you, especially thinking about marriage, like, you think, oh my gosh, we're so in love. Like, when, before you got, you talk about 2020. Mm-hmm. I wasn't engaged in 2020. I got engaged in 2021. We were married in 3 months.
Right.
And we had been together a long time, but, like, and so I knew my husband. I knew kind of what to expect, but it was almost like, oh, well, we're just in this good phase of life, you know, mm-hmm. nothing's going to go wrong. He's, you know, he's going to do this and that and this for me, and I'm going to do this and that and this for him. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of reality hits you in the face, and it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe there's some things, mm-hmm. whether we need to work on or whether we're going through together, whatever the case may be. And like, you just, those expectations that you had early on are like, well, we're not perfect anymore. We're not, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, not that anything's wrong with that, because we're human and right. we're not perfect. But yeah, I think that you just have these expectations of everything going exactly how it goes in movies or in books or whatever. Then something sneaks up and you're like, oh man, what do I do? This didn't happen. you know, because we're just real people.
And to that imperfection, too, that we were talking about, a lot of this has to do with personality. So my kind of personality is At least, early on, I didn't think that I required much from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So going into my marriage with Anna, like, my base expectation was, look, we're just kind of going to do our own thing within this marriage. We're going to be married. We're going to love each other. But within that sort of framework, like, she's doing her thing. I'm doing my thing.
Right.
I'm not requiring much of her, mm-hmm. you know, because I don't feel like I need anything.
Yeah.
Which was not true. and so I didn't expect that she would require anything of me. So that quickly was not the case.
Right.
And that was something that I had to adjust my expectations on, because that's not something that you really, I mean, when we dated, we thought we had all these, and we did, we had all these mature conversations about a lot of these things. But you just can't.
You can't prepare for everything.
The depth of what all of these things mean until you're in it, mm-hmm. no matter what that relationship
mm-hmm.
is. And especially those things that you don't even know, those tendencies that you don't even know you have.
Right. The other person's going to pick up on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When they spend more time with you, they're going to be like, oh, here's an imperfection you didn't know you had. You need to change that.
But say that with love.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I think being prepared to, while you want to be as prepared as possible when you enter into a relationship, to have healthy expectations, just know that you're not going to. Mm-hmm. Just know that there's going to be something that you overlooked, and that will not necessarily cause issues or cause problems, but that will be unexpected.
And I think that's the way to put it. And I think earlier you talked about grace. Mm-hmm. You have to learn how to have grace in any relationship, especially in your marriage, because they're going to mess up.
Yeah. And
I'm
going to
mess
too.
Up.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I'm going to mess up. I'm sure I have already today. So,
Yeah. And so having this conversation is important. Yeah.
Well, it's what people need to learn. It's one thing to spend time with somebody regularly, even if you're talking to them every day, all the time, constantly. Mm-hmm. And then them being in the house with you, and there's nowhere, you can't send them home when you're mad at them.
Yeah,
they are
there.
Home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all are home together. You know,
yeah,
and that's something, and that goes down to, you have a question talking about self reflection and mm-hmm. self awareness,
mm-hmm.
and it's easy when you can just like go cool off at your house,
mm-hmm.
the other house that you live in, not mm-hmm. with them, and now you can go to the next room, but y'all are still very much there and aware of each other,
mm-hmm.
and that's when you have to kind of have to like start working on yourself.
Oh,
realizing that you can't hold someone accountable when you're not willing to hold your own self accountable.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good. And that hits very close to home. I mean, because I can just remember like the early days of my marriage is not really understanding that fully, you know, and how important that is. One thing that I had an expectation of that I didn't realize, she had a different expectation. I thought that if we were in the same like building,
mm-hmm.
we're together.
Ooh. Red flag.
And so
Jordan.
I could be like, you know, I'm in the bedroom or I'm in here. The kitchen or whatever. And it's like, but she wanted to be like, not just in the same room, but like on the same couch or like,
yeah, like watching hands. The same show.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean,
like
this was like early on. Yeah. I feel like that's, we've learned that, you know what, it's probably best for us to have a little bit of space.
Right.
For those times when, hey, you know, we maybe have had an argument or maybe we've had, you know, a disagreement or whatever. Sometimes it takes a little while to find the right words to say to mm-hmm. to get back on track, and you just need space to have
yeah.
have.
And I think you and I too are writers, so we work with words all day
yes.
long. And sometimes I need a second because mm-hmm. if I don't, I told y'all I had red hair. Like if I don't, I will lose my mind.
Right.
And so I need a minute to mm-hmm. just all right, yes, go to the other room, get a glass yeah. of water. Mm. Sit on the couch. Okay, let me process this for a minute and then come back. And that's what, and my husband, early in our relationship, when something would go wrong, and even if it wasn't at him, if I had something going wrong in my life, I would send him a whole bunch of text messages. Y'all know, like, boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
explaining
goodness.
How stressed out I am or whatever's bothering me. And he would not respond.
Yes.
And it would drive me up a wall. And he literally, and he told me later on, I didn't even know what he was doing. He was like, yeah, so I found out that if I just let you cool off, you were fine. And he was right.
Yeah.
And that made me even more mad at the moment because I was like, are you serious?
You're not supposed to figure me out.
You're not supposed to figure me out. And so, but I've learned that, and thankfully, and he made me aware of it. Uh-huh. You know, like, okay, this is exactly what I'm feeling. Let me go
so
chill
good.
Out, calm down for a few minutes. Then I can have a rational mm-hmm. conversation that we're going to get somewhere with.
And and the words that come from that conversation will be, like you said, rational and God-honoring.
Yes.
And not spur of the moment, your human... Your flesh coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can't take back.
Exactly.
Once you say it,
it's out there.
It's out there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, you know, I think it's good whenever, even if you have a thought mm-hmm. that's maybe not mm-hmm. great, but you're able to hold it back, process, mm-hmm. realize you're wrong. That's a good step right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's maturity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It also saves a lot of marriages because you just say something. Right in the moment
mm-hmm.
and I know that sometimes I have like it right in the moment and I'm mad mm-hmm. and I'm gonna say something mm-hmm. that I don't need
either
to
really
say.
Mean or
just out of anger
it is maturity, like you said. It that kind of thing comes from spending time with the other person
mm-hmm.
and not just spending time with them but communicating.
Yes,
because
so
I guarantee you Dalton didn't know that about you right away.
No, he didn't.
It took time for him to figure out, oh, okay, so this is really what she needs.
Right.
And it's such a beautiful thing, no matter if this is a marriage or even this could be just a friendship, but when two Christians are able to know each other to the point where they can bring out the best in each other.
Exactly.
And I can see this in my relationship with Anna is mm-hmm. she knows that if I'm really, really, really quiet,
something's wrong.
Something's mm-hmm. bothering me mm-hmm. because I can't be stressed out and talk at the same time.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Now, she's the opposite.
Yeah.
So we've figured out like, okay, here's the cue that this person is giving me that something's mm-hmm. wrong or this kind of thing is happening. And then, oh, here's what they need. Here's the words that they need, or here's the silence that they need.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. and being able to do that and also gently remind each other in the way that actually speaks to each other to look to God for mm-hmm. whatever that thing is that's bothering us, I think that goes a long way to building a healthy relationship. As opposed to being reactionary. And I feel like there's
mm-hmm.
– and again, that's a personality thing.
It is.
Because there's so many people who are just gut reaction constantly. Mm-hmm. And when you get two of those people together,
that
things
is
can,
not a good thing.
Things can be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But thankfully –
lots of prayers go on there.
I feel like – yeah. I feel like me and Anna are more introspective kinds of people.
Uh-huh.
But I do think that, you know, God's grace is such that it can work through any sort of personality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my husband is more like you. Mm-hmm. Like, and I can tell, like, he'll just get really quiet and he mm-hmm. won't be saying anything. He's kind of in his own zone. And then, like, I want to fix problems. And that's it, too. Mm-hmm. And you may be the same way.
Yes.
Like, Dalton, when I have a problem, he's like, okay, well, how can I fix it?
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't need you to fix it. I just need to vent. Like, I just need you to listen. And he's gotten to the mm-hmm. point where he's like, just tell me what you need. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want me to fix something, I'll go fix it. If you don't, just tell me and I'll just sit here and listen.
Yeah.
And I think that goes back to the personality differences that you were talking about, because for him, like, he kind of keeps it more inside and mm-hmm. like, he doesn't really want to talk a lot of the times where I, the talker, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. I have to, or I can't process anything. So you really do just have to learn that other person and have grace. Mm-hmm. Regardless if that's them not yeah. talking, okay, then I need to just back away, let you have your moment, mm-hmm. or whether that's being the ear and yeah. fixer.
Also, I think a lot of things could boil down to a simple phrase that you just keep in the back of your mind, and mm-hmm. that is, personalities are different.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's different. Mm-hmm.
And just because I have, again, this expectation, mm-hmm. we throw this word around a lot, this podcast, I have this expectation because this is something that I would do. Mm-hmm. in a situation, but they're not doing it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that they don't care and don't love you. That just means maybe they process and handle things differently.
Yes.
And I think too, like, and this takes it a step further, but like, people were raised a different. Mm-hmm. Like, even if, I mean, my mm-hmm. parents did things different than Dalton's parents did, you
yes.
know?
That's a
and
big factor,
and that factors really into yeah. their personality and mm-hmm. who they are as a person. And until you realize that, like, you can feel like you're banging your head on a wall.
Yeah.
Like, really. I mean, it's like, oh, and then you take a step back and it's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, just from conversations I've had with multiple people, the good and the bad aspects of your personality, I mean, I hate to label them good or bad, but the aspects of your personality that, you know, relate to other people mm-hmm. can be traced back to how you were raised.
Yeah.
They absolutely can't. So I can think of multiple conversations that you need to have with a person who you're wanting to get into a deeper relationship with. But one of them is like, okay, let's talk about your childhood, honestly, because that is who they mm-hmm. are. Like, the child that they were back mm-hmm. in the day is still there, but with just a lot of adult on top
yes.
of it.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that child is there, and that's mm-hmm. the person you're going to be dealing yeah. with. So yeah. to know who that child is very helpful.
And it could be even like little things. Like, I think about some people don't understand growing up that we didn't make, when we were like little, birthdays were a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see, but then as we got yeah. older, it's just like this thing. Sometimes we forget. It's yes. like the day I was like, oh yeah, happy birthday.
I did that.
That's
and
my
like,
family.
And we don't do, but then you get paired, you end up with somebody who always made birthdays a big thing, and all of a sudden their birthday comes around and you're like,
oh, gosh.
And you're like, oh, if you, this, this is personal.
I feel this.
Exactly.
This is a simple thing. This is a simple uh-huh. thing. I keep thinking about it because, like, after
yeah.
when I hit like 10, we stopped even doing birthday parties. It's
right.
just like mm-hmm. you have a couple friends.
That's a little good thing.
Or go yeah. do dinner.
And, now, yeah, and sure. now we're grown. Like, all of us are grown. So it's just like, okay, I usually have a weekly dinner with my family. You get to pick what's for dinner. Happy birthday.
That's
yeah,
great.
That, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. So, and like, and there'll be like an extra dessert, like, you know, maybe mm-hmm. your favorite dessert will be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the extent of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just, I've
That's
seen more like, I've had even friends in the past that are like, it hurt their feelings. I'm like, well, I told you happy birthday.
Yeah.
But we
yeah.
are not, but are you not want to do this yeah. or that? I'm like, I didn't know you wanted that.
Yeah.
We right. don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My mom gives me a birthday gift when she thinks about it once every once
every couple years. Yeah.
Every couple years, my mom will be like, oh, yeah, your birthday. I'll give you a gift. And I'm like, why? Because you don't ever give me a gift. This is, yeah. but this yeah. is
birthday
fine.
Gifts stop at like 18 in
you're
my
like,
family.
Yeah, you're yeah. like, you're like, thank you. Well, that's because there's a million of you.
I mean,
yeah,
I understand. I'm one of six,
parents,
so
yeah,
I get it.
Exactly.
Your parents have to save something for retirement.
Like, something for these children, these other little
yeah. And like, now, I'm sorry, but you don't matter.
No.
Once kids, once grandkids come into the picture,
yeah.
nobody cares about
once you have over, especially once you have over 12 grandkids. Yeah, yeah,
just your wife.
Like,
that's
I could, I my sister has 3 kids, and I could see my mom just shove me into a wall to get past me to get to those grandbabies. She's like, we do not matter anymore. Uh-huh. So,
yeah, but that's a conversation I think is a very powerful one.
And I think, yeah. and I, like I said, I mean, I think that like, there's just going to be little differences.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, and I'm not talking about the big one, because faith is obviously a huge difference.
Yeah.
If you,
yeah, and you if know, you're dating someone, that is one that I think it could. That's a deal breaker.
Yeah,
like
that's probably a
faith.
Whole podcast on and of, yeah. in itself mm-hmm. too. But like it can be little things. Mm-hmm. I mean, just. Like you're talking about birthdays, holidays, mm-hmm. like yeah. like Dawson's family, they're really big Easter people. My family, not that we didn't think Easter was very important, but we yeah. didn't like
it. It wasn't a,
it
big,
wasn't a
thing.
Big thing. Like yeah. Christmas for mm-hmm. us is the big thing for, yes. for my family. You
yeah,
know what
you
I'm
don't,
saying?
You don't have the big get together on
yeah.
Easter.
Yeah. So that was just, that's just a little difference.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
you know, I mean.
Eating off of each other's plates.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, so my family was territorial. We would really? Stab each other with forks and stuff. But then like Anna's like reaching over and getting things on my plate, and I'm just like, by now I'm okay with it.
But
I
fine.
Used to be like, like what's going on here?
You're like Joey from Friends.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah. And I'm bad too. Like if I have leftovers, I'll be like, here. So I'll just slide in the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like anyway. There's many conversations. One of the things too that me and Anna did, it was after we got married, but it was still early on. We did a lot of personality tests. And like
ooh,
I feel like they
fun idea.
I feel like they were really popular like yeah. around 2019, 2020, yeah. kind of maybe a little bit before then. Yeah,
the letter one.
What's it called? The Myers-Briggs.
That's
the
it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I mean, I know people have mixed feelings about those, and some of them think that, oh, maybe they're a little silly. But honestly, they were really helpful.
I think they help you. I think they're good at helping you understand the other person and
yeah.
how their brain works.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think you should hinge your whole relationship and no. everything on it.
No.
You know, and.
Advise that
and not no. be and also not be like, well, this is just my personality, so you're just gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah, no.
You know, not that kind of thing either, because you can yeah. always grow and you mm-hmm. should.
Yeah.
But it is these are helpful. Understanding one another is just really key.
That's the biggest key, and mm-hmm. communication. Mm-hmm. Like literally, if you can yeah. handle those two things, you'll be fine.
Yeah. honestly, I mean, yeah. And
add Jesus in there, of course. Yeah. But yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And I think you'll find that. Instead of just kind of sticking to your guns and like refusing to change, refusing to listen, instead of doing that, but listening, being willing to change and understanding each other, no matter what this relationship is, especially mm-hmm. marriage, but I mean, this could be just friendship, mm-hmm. Can go a long way to a much more deeper, more meaningful relationship. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, I feel like we could keep going, but we're at the end of the time. So thank you so much, Hannah, for being on.
Thanks
with us
for having me again.
Yeah.
Enjoyed
and until
it.
Next week, guys, continue to share truth and apply scripture.